Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Record scratch.
It is a great day to be alive on this Tuesday. I actually wish it was Monday. I wish I had the full week to be here with you, KBN Nation. I am so happy to be here. You guys have no idea. This may sound horrible because I'm coming off like a wedding and honeymoon. But like, I am so happy to be back. My name is Ben Brust alongside Kyle Wallace. Say something, Kyle.
Welcome back, Benny Bruss, man. I missed you. It's been a while. Last time I saw you was really dancing on broken glass at your wedding, man.
I was singing it, I was dancing to it, and I was having a grand old time. Brad Northman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up, snuck out of the wedding to get home to a pregnant wife. What's up, Brad?
I did. 10:15. Too early, too late?
You're fine for you.
Okay.
I mean, pregnant...
I did have a blast until that moment.
He didn't get on the dance floor, though.
I did. For a song and a half, I was out there. I was swaying.
You were doing the white guy sway.
But who am I going to dance with? I need a partner. I need a dance partner. I can't just be out there throwing limbs around.
I just want to say I've been hearing rumors that Strofe somehow thought he was the MVP of the wedding.
That is the craziest thing
I have ever heard. The bride was like, what? He was probably closer to the LVP than the MVP.
Wow.
So that was from the
That's
bride.
Saying something.
That's crazy.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. This is more. Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And, of course, you can always listen on the ESPN Wisconsin app live, download past shows. It's all there for you. Let me tell you. I love America. I love America. Kyle, you were right. I texted you guys on the last day of our honeymoon out in Portugal. You know, the day before you travel. That's the worst day. The worst day in the world. And then you said, you're having some flashbacks, aren't you? And I was like, I think you're right. I was getting that Europe cabin fever where I just wanted to kiss the ground of America.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote down a lot of things while I was gone. Just rifle through them.
Yeah, we miss you. We have a lot of time missed. So
I'm sure.
We got to catch us up.
Did you have vacation while you were there or no? Were you on vacation when you were there?
What do you mean?
What does that mean?
You were on vacation while on vacation. Like, we had to take PTO, paid time off.
Yeah, why wouldn't I have to take PTO?
You did a hell of a lot of working.
Yeah,
I mean, on PTO.
Well, here's the thing. Being that far ahead, I listened to the show back in the morning when
that is. This is a 3-hour show. I'm gonna tell. Not me. Y'all go ahead. Do what y'all want to do. I'll be back. I ain't concerned what y'all got.
It was remarkable.
So, we did absolutely nothing. Do you like to do more activities or relaxing when you're on vacation? That was just a random thought. I puked the night of my wedding. We hit a $500 pull tab the night of my wedding.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I broke my cologne on the way to try and find the toilet.
What?
Just bought that. Haven't had cologne in 5 years. Knocked it over. $175 cologne. Knocked it over.
How did you find cologne on your way to the toilet?
Stumbling, bumbling to the toilet.
You haven't had cologne in 5 years?
So my groomsman gift...
What the hell does that mean?
My groomsman gift was cologne for all the groomsmen. I thought it was like
an interesting,
not personalized, not one of those tacky, like,
you're
tacky.
Hey,
exactly.
I was just on a website yesterday.
The cheap, tacky, personalized gifts for the groomsmen, that's Kyle Wallace.
So I got some cologne
for myself, too, that I was excited to use and bring to the home. I knocked that over on the way trying to find the toilet.
Why were you trying to find the toilet?
Because I just said I puked the night of my wedding up.
Catch up.
Yeah. I broke my Apple Watch, first day on the honeymoon.
Dang.
I broke my Ray-Bans that I bought. first day on the honeymoon.
What a slap.
How did you do that?
You broke a lot of things.
I'm now thankful for not having to pay for water. You have to pay for water in Europe?
Pay for water?
Yeah, pay for water,
Brad.
Wow. Pay for
God
water.
Bless
they don't have the great clean lakes like we have. Fresh water.
I'm thankful for conversation. Like, I love my fiance. Love my wife.
Ooh,
I got to get used to that. I got to get used to that. I love my wife. We had a fantastic time.
Where's your? Let me see your ring.
I forgot it.
Oh, you don't love your wife enough.
Return to glory and no ring?
I forgot it.
Come back to the States and already got the ring off. The hell wrong with you?
It won't happen again. So I'm thankful for conversation because I went on this honeymoon and I knew I was going to another country. But like nobody communicates. Like when you walk by somebody, they don't look at you. They don't smile at you.
Okay.
I was just looking for like the... Hey, what's going on? What's up? Or like, hope you're having a good day. Or just a smirk or like a head nod. Nothing. I got nothing from anybody the entire week.
Wow. You went in the middle of the work week. They have stuff they know how to do. They're not trying to say hello to people. They're trying to focus to get from point A to point B.
It's a resort, Kyle.
Oh.
It's a resort. Everyone's just walking around.
Do these people speak English?
Yeah,
I mean,
even if they don't, like a head nod or something, like smile. It's sunny in 82.
I guess
life's great.
A smile is universal. A smile and a nod.
Nothing. So I went the entire week as my goal to try and walk by as many people and smile at them and like head nod, and nobody did that. I needed Gatorade Zero. I'm so glad America gives you ice water. Like, don't take that for granted, folks. You go to a restaurant, they give you ice water. I'd be like, yes, still water, 6.5 euros, charge my room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
isn't that
crazy?
That's
crazy.
$8 water every meal.
I need to pack me some water.
People are freaking rude, man. People are scoundrels in Europe. Like, when we were on the boarding process to come back to America, there was, like, families with children, and people, like, wanted to board the plane so bad that they, like, were, like, not letting families with children by. And they were in, then they were like, we're trying to board, and they're like, You're D. You're the last to board, and they're stopping people with children to get on the plane. So I'm thinking to myself, I left here knowing I was a selfish American. I came back knowing I'm a selfish American, but maybe I am the nicest person in Europe.
Maybe.
Because it's crazy.
Sounds like my type of trip. They leave you alone? I love that.
You would have loved it. I can't believe I texted this. I said I miss Strofe bothering me and annoying me. Like somehow... Strofe came to my mind of like his annoyance to me actually helps make my life more fun and energetic and better.
Wow, how about
interesting.
That?
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's a bad trip if you're missing Strofe.
We got a text from you, Ben, saying that, you know, your wife was just reading on the beach and you want to make friends and play games.
I wanted to
what does that mean?
I wanted to play soccer with them. I wanted to do the paddle thing, you know? I can't wait for my daughter and hopefully future kids to get older so I can, like, throw them in the ocean and, like, you know.
Don't be careful.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope, like, you got a life vest on.
But, like, I wanted to do stuff, like, with people, and she wanted to read. It's great.
Why couldn't you do stuff
with
your fiance?
Throwing other random kids in the ocean.
Yeah,
no,
should.
Like, I'm saying, like, you know, if you're playing paddle, like, hey, I was like the hey, can I play guy.
Oh, my
gosh. I didn't
that's
do it.
That's the worst guy.
I didn't do it, but I wanted to.
You wanted to.
But based off nobody saying hi or,
that's
like,
true.
Very
maybe
welcoming.
So, wait a minute. So, was there a bar? Because usually for somebody like you that needs attention and loves and feeds off of conversation.
This was a, like, we worked out. We got sleep. We didn't have our daughter. This was, like, R&R, like, relax. First time we've both been away. For like a week. So
wait, but that clearly wore off because you want to go do something.
Oh yeah.
Did you not have a? There wasn't like a bar. Like usually you go to a bar, or a little club late night or something like that.
No, we were in bed like at 8, 9 o'clock every night.
Oh, that's on you. That's on you.
That sounds wonderful.
That's on you. You're supposed to turn. Well, you ain't had your daughter. You take a nap one day, but then you turn up.
And then Micah Parsons comes to the Packers, and like my wife doesn't know who Micah Parsons is. Everyone in Portugal is thinking about Cristiano Ronaldo. I'm sitting here like, this is massive. Can somebody talk to me about Micah Parsons, please? Anybody. I want to talk about how huge this is.
You should have forced it
to
watch highlights.
Guys, this is massive. I know I'm like 8 days late because this happened a while ago, but I just want you to know, if you're listening right now, that, like, don't take for granted the Packers fleece the Cowboys and have a 3-time All-Pro on their team. The Packers have Micah Parsons.
Paint the picture of when you got the news, because it was 4 o'clock here. Must have been like 11 o'clock.
It was a day drinking. It was I was asleep and I woke up like 3 hours later.
Oh,
you
woke up to the news.
I woke up. And
oh,
I was
that's
like,
even better. That's even better.
I was like, what the hell is going on?
You thought you was dreaming.
Yes.
Was it a text message? You checked Twitter?
Twitter. Because I was then I was checking on the Brewers, and the Brewers had stuff going on, and then it was Micah. And it was just Micah. And I was like,
Micah.
I was like, Micah is coming to the grave. You're kidding.
You woke
me.
Her up.
Jerry's
right?
That dumb that he's going to send Micah, one of the best defensive ends in all of football.
Her up, right?
No, I did not. Because oh, she would have no.
The hell with that. I was a baby. Wake up. What, Micah? She would have been confused, but it's love. That's part of it. You got to set the tone.
Also, letting my wife, who does a lot with our family and daughter, value sleep.
Ah, y'all got a whole week away from the kids and the dogs.
Micah.
She would have been all right.
Guys, Micah Parsons is a Green Bay Packer. Mm. I know you discussed this at length, but saying that out loud for my first time on these airwaves, I've been waiting to do that since I woke up a little bit still buzzed from the day drinking and was like, whoa, the Green Bay Packers finally got a game wrecker on the defensive line that I think for the last 20 years, that if there was a Micah Parsons since 2010, if there was a Micah Parsons, there'd be another Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He's here now.
Bet you he can tackle Debo Samuel.
Like, the Packers are freaking sweet, man. Like, do you know how big Micah Parsons to the Packers
Look
is?
Look at this. This sounds like a Goody stand to
it
me.
It sounds like
you owe Goody an apology. I know I apologize to
Bro,
Goody.
I apologize to you. I went on air and apologized.
Well, you guys don't need to say everything you guys already did because I listen to it every day
next
morning.
Yeah, that's another thing we need to discuss at some point today.
You can do whatever you want.
No, you for real though, I'm just going to give you advice. I'm not married, but I plan on getting married very soon.
Don't give me advice.
No.
I'm not going to take it.
When you're on vacation, you need to be paying attention to her and not listening to the show. Or yeah, anything.
What was this she supposed doing? To be when
she
you
was
took three
she was
hours.
Listening to her podcast that she listens to, like while she was getting as much sun as possible. So I was like, I'm just going to sit here and twiddle my thumbs.
You
and
should
check
be talking to her about life.
We had plenty of time to do that. Plenty
life goals,
of time.
Future goals.
We did. We played
like Strope's first day.
We played 15 games. Yeah, like my first five crowns.
What's that?
It's a
oh,
card
the card
game.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like conversation.
Yeah, it doesn't sound
like
conversation.
Oh, so fun, though. We kept score. I had a notebook. It was great.
I don't know. You should
regardless,
have
I don't
hoops.
Know why you guys are keeping me away
because
from
you
talking
text,
about
you text,
Micah.
You text us entirely too much.
That's true.
Yeah, it was Micah, a lot.
Our
city
is a Green Bay
at like
crazy.
5 o'clock in the morning, too.
I thought Ben would be a ghost.
I did, too.
Me as well.
I'm really shocked.
And then he's texting us on Friday morning saying, hey, guys, I know you're doing the show today, but this is how I would do it.
No, I said, here's my 2 cents. Take it or leave it. That was not a mandate. Micah! Guys, Micah Parsons is a Green Bay Packer.
No, we talked about it. We'll keep talking about it.
Do you guys know this?
I know. I was making baby girl watch highlights.
This is insane. Micah. Like, not only is Micah Parsons a Green Bay Packer, but he's a type of player that, like, now that you have him, like, think about how many times you've watched NFL football games in the last 15 years and be like, oh, that's Myles Garrett. That's TJ Watt. That's X. That's Y. That's Z. And you watch them and you're like, God, they're amazing. The Packers have the God, they're amazing guy on their team.
Ben, again, Thursday, Friday.
We know this.
Sunday Karma. Like, we all shows have reacted. The cycle is not over. Now we got to turn the page.
What I'm telling you is I want to remind you that you should still be enjoying the fact that Micah
is game week, buddy.
Is on the Green Bay Packers.
It's game week. That's last week's news. If the Packers players, I'm going to say Kenny Clark. If Rashawn Gary is still talking about, oh my gosh, we got Micah, right? If we're still talking about, oh my gosh, we got Micah, and we're not talking about the Detroit Lions, we're not focused. So, Ben, I want you to understand it's game week. You talking about last week. The offseason is over. Training camp is over. We are in the season now. So you talking about Micah.
I'm on the game week.
Coming to the Packers. I'm talking about Micah being a disruptor for the Packers coming up this week against the Lions.
We'll get to that. And his back injury and his health concerns and epidurals, not for potentially baby Nortman, but for Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I did not have on the bingo card epidurals that wasn't outside baby Nortman's delivery. Crazy.
Guys, Stroke was asking you about epidurals today, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he was.
Micah Parsons is a Green Bay Packer.
I will say I still can't believe it.
It's incredible.
Have y'all got any Cowboys fans that you're friends with? KBN Nation, any Cowboys? Oh my gosh. Just they losing it.
Distraught.
Go to social media and watch their reaction. Oh, you're gonna love every single second.
What's cool though is there is a Dallas Cowboy fan whose dad, like an 8-year-old, cried when his dad told them that Micah Parsons was traded.
Sucker.
Doesn't believe it. And then Micah Parsons went out of his way to find him, FaceTime him, and give him a little bit of attaboy, a little bit of love. That's the guy the Packers just got.
You're going to see me win a Super Bowl, but it won't be with your team.
You might as well change allegiances. I would. If Micah Parsons FaceTime me, I'd absolutely become a Green Bay Packer fan.
Yeah,
Jerry Jones spit him away. Jerry Jones' fault that the kid was crying, not Micah's.
That's very, at some point,
Jerry
really should
have been calling the little boy, hey, kid. Micah couldn't stop the run, and we're going to be okay. We got enough pass rushers. We didn't need Micah.
Micah.
I mean, honestly, Jerry Jones is a clown. I know that's last week's news, too. Guys, I've been waiting to be with you for so long. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liz is more. It's Kyle Brusson-Ortman across ESP Wisconsin. You got the whole crew together. We'll go to Ron in the Key. Ron, welcome into Kyle Brusson-Ortman.
Speaking of last week's news, when do we get the content that is Greg's best man speech?
That is locked away in the photo album. It is recorded.
It is recorded, boy. It was probably
not the light of day.
I'd have to get the wife's permission to play that.
How would that go?
I think she'd come around to it.
Come around so she's not happy.
I mean, she wasn't thrilled in the moment.
Have you heard from your new family at all?
Basically, the speech was a roast, and he roasted me, and it's my fault. I told him to roast me, so he roasted me.
Did he ask you, or you told him, roast me? He told me
his speech is like on the nicer side. I was like, I don't want that.
Go deeper.
I mean, I was entertained. I'll say that much.
I was greatly entertained. 60 to 70% of the room is entertained.
What about
the other 30 to 40% are
shocked,
scared of our marriage?
Appalled.
Yeah, her family, her parents, did they have any concerns?
Not the immediate family, but probably extended.
Did the immediate family know most of what was discussed?
There was some stuff that I was shocked that he threw out there. I ain't gonna lie. He threw out like 2017, like trying to find his way, Ben, getting a line of credit at the casino. Making friends with my local gas station attendant
for that was for crazy. Some,
like that doesn't seem that crazy, right? Zen and these nicotine things. I did make friends with the gas station attendant because it told him my favorite flavor, and he's like, I'll call the owner because I made friends with him, and now every time I come in, he's got what I need waiting for me, but I didn't know that was going to be used in the speech.
Yeah.
It sounded like I have 18 vices. So if the speech gets cleared,
As you've said before, you don't trust anybody that doesn't have a vice.
Correct, but it sounds like I got way too many that I shouldn't trust myself.
Bingo. Oh, wow. Yeah, now you're coming around. Look at married Ben.
How concerned are you with Micah Parsons' back? I'll tell you why I am not concerned one bit. Whether he plays week one or not, it's likely that he is. But he is not 100% healthy right now. He is with the Packers for the long term. But as Kyle said, it is game week, so this is important for the now in the Green Bay Packers, week one against the Lions, who have won the division the last 2 years. Micah Parsons is a Green Bay Packer, but will he be fully ready to go on Sunday? We'll hit that with you next.
You're listening to Kyle Brusson-Ortman, KBN.
And you're disrupting my flow.
No, your flow.
A dang nabbit.
I had a good flow.
Gee golly willikers.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The Beat Boys and Free My Soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, all with you with Strofe running the show. It's Kyle Brusson-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. It is game week, which is hard to believe. Micah Parsons is a Green Bay Packer. I know you know, but I'm going to continue to remind you because that is awesome.
Damian Lillard is a Milwaukee Buck.
Was. Miles Turner is a Milwaukee Buck.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liss is more. Get us on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee and at ESP in Madison. As we mentioned, game week, Micah Parsons is hoping to play on Sunday, week one, against the Lions. And he hurt his back. His back is hurt. So there is a potential for him to get a potential epidural.
Mm.
That is horrible. Not from a, like, the idea of I've watched an epidural. Those needle, and many men have seen the epidural. It is a big needle. But I want to know the level of concern that people have because, look, I want him to play. And if he doesn't play, I still don't think it's the end of the world. The narrative heading into the season, right, were these first two games, the Lions and the Commanders, week one and week two, is a very, very rough start, and it is a pretty tough schedule compared to last year. If Micah Parsons doesn't play, which it seems like he is, I'm not concerned either way. Because when you think about this, the Packers were already like, you're worried about these two games because of how the team was made up before Micah. And Micah Parsons makes them that much better that in spots where it might have been a win or a loss here or there, he makes a team that much better that you can make up wins that you might not have been able to make up if he doesn't play. Now, if he does play, great. But I'm just saying my panic meter on his back is not high because, again, do you want to deal with something like this? No. But it's the nature of training for somebody this late in the game and he didn't get as many reps as you would have if he was on the team right away or getting the treatment that he needed or getting out there and figure out when the injury happened. But when I look just from a Super Bowl odds perspective, since Micah Parsons, they went from plus 2,000 to plus 1,400. It is very, very rare that a player outside of a quarterback can move the odds of your team to win a championship by that much before even playing a single game. So what that tells me is the impact that he can have over 17 weeks, even if he's not his healthiest early in this season, they're going to be just fine. What was daunting is still daunting. It's just less daunting because you have a franchise-changing player in Micah Parsons. So my concern level is very, very low.
Yeah, my concern level is low for the long term. I don't think that the Packers gave up two first-round draft picks and Kenny Clark for damaged goods. I mean, it's pretty well known that the Packers' medical staff is among the more conservative in the NFL. So he passed his physical. He's going to be fine. He's got, what, an L4, L5 joint sprain in his back, right? However, you start hearing the words epidural, you start hearing the words limited in practice, and the reality is he didn't practice much throughout training camp, and he definitely didn't play any preseason games. So even though you're exactly right, Ben, Packers Super Bowl chances, their ceiling for the rest of the year, it's only been lifted, and it's only optimism from here. However, I look at the game Sunday, I look at Thursday night, I would say my expectations for Micah Parsons the first 2 weeks, temper your expectations. I don't expect him to be a Superman out there. One, because, I mean, he is an elite athlete, but it takes a little bit to get into game flow, and if he is playing at, you know, 75%, that 75% is still better than most other players all in the NFL. But the
his 75% will be better than anything we've seen the last 2 years on the defensive line. So if you temper your expectations, you're still going to be very pleased.
That is true. That is true. Because I said on Friday that every one of Micah Parsons' seasons has been Clay Matthews' best seasons of his entire career. However, I think that the excitement level is at an all-time high. I don't expect him to go out there, given all these things, not practicing in training camp, a spine injury that's going to hold him back slightly. I don't expect him to have, you know, three sacks. I think he's going to be productive and good.
Three sacks in one game. Damn.
I'm saying, like,
I mean, he's done it.
He's a Hall of Fame level player.
I don't think people are expecting
him
to do that.
Temper your expectations the first couple weeks. That's all I'll say.
I think the most important thing is this. I trust the Green Bay Packers medical staff because they've always been very conservative with decisions. And like you said, Brad, they're not going to give up two first-round picks and Kenny Clark for a guy who's damaged goods. They obviously had their own medical staff take a look at it. And I trust that Michael Parsons is going to be okay. But the biggest thing is week one and even week two, if they have multiple games in less than a 10-day span, is the fact that the Green Bay Packers are going to have Micah out there who's going to be disruptive in a way of they have to game plan for him. They still have to double team for him. Even at Michael Parsons, as Ben said, at potentially 75%, he still is going to cause a disruption, which makes everybody else on the defense even more. So even if he's not at his full healthiest, him serving as a decoy, because you cannot allow him to be one-on-one with guy. You got to chip him. You got to help. You got to do all this attention. You got to do all this extra game planning that is going to free up other guys on this defense. So I don't expect Micah Parsons to be able to jump in on Sunday after not practicing, clearly having some issues with the back, and be able to be the Micah Parsons that we know and that we want, that we don't know, that we're going to find out more about, but the guy that we've seen on the other side with the Cowboys, he's not going to be that guy day one. But as you all talked about it, it's not as important week one and week two. Yes, the Packers need to split these two games, but at the end of the day, the money time is when it comes to the end of the season when you're trying to find out what seed are you going to be. Are you going to win the NFC North? Are you going to make a run during the playoffs? That's the most important part. I need Michael Parsons healthy November, December, January versus us talking about it in September and talking about it in October. So Michael Parsons, play 50% of the reps, play 50% of the snaps, but more importantly, be a decoy and a disruptor on Sunday.
I also, like, I think Brad has just completely overwhelmingly tempered expectations with what you just said.
Yeah.
We're also talking about someone who was a four-time Pro Bowler, a three-time All-Pro, that, sure, he may not be 100%, but he's one of the best in the game. So I would not rule out, like, if he's on the field, him being more productive than even you are thinking he will be, because he is a superstar in the NFL. And I know we haven't seen that with the Green Bay Packers, but we have to remind ourselves now, when you have greatness, greatness can play through injuries and still be great. So I don't want to temper too far.
Yeah, but I don't take it too far. Don't lower the bar too low.
But there might be some people out there that are listening that have never really seen him play, never really focused on him play. Maybe they're watching highlights and saying, holy cow. I get why this guy's a generational talent.
He still can have those holy cow moments, even not at his best.
For sure, he can. But the likelihood of him going out there and being his best, and there might be some people that say, wait a minute, we played first-round draft picks for this guy.
Just don't rush to judgment.
Because all I'm saying is don't rush to judgment. Keep your expectations reasonable because he is injured. He's dealing with a back injury. He hasn't practiced much, and he hasn't been much of training camp. Give him a couple weeks.
Brad, he's going to have pop plays. He's going to have wild plays. He's going to have plays on Sunday. Now, he's not going to be as disruptive. I don't believe he is because of the fact that he has not practiced much and the fact that his back, he does have some issues. But there are going to be plays out there where people say, oh, wow. Well, he's going to be chasing down Jahmyr Gibbs, or he's going to be chasing down Jared Goff. He's going to make a difference in this game. He's not going to be the big difference maker that we know he will be, but he's going to still make a difference in that game on Sunday, bro. So don't tell KBN Nation whatever you see on Sunday – don't put a lot of pressure. The hell with that. Mike, if you're going to be out there, I still expect you to make plays.
And he himself will expect to do that, Kyle.
The epidural, don't take away the pain? He can't feel nothing anyway. He can't feel the pain. He might be in pain come Sunday. I mean, Monday. But hell, he ain't going to be able to feel. They feel like Superman.
How many epidurals can one get?
If you can push a baby out in an epidural, you can play football in epidural. Come on now. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. So he's going to be all right.
Spot the lie, Brad.
That's just science. That's just science right there.
Thank you. Gonna feel like a Superman. Like, oh man, what?
That's what I'm saying. This might be the new pill popping.
Hey,
like Farley's doing.
Whatever gets me to a Super Bowl. No, I'm just kidding. Stay healthy. Stay
weekly
healthy.
Epidurals.
that can't be healthy.
Yeah, I don't think we can go that far. Just for week one. Maybe week two. We'll see how he plays. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, the boring, lame Brad Nortman.
Temper expectations, but let him gear up. Let him get into it.
Spoken like the true CPA. You know, if you make this investment, you know, there is a chance that
you could. There's no guarantee.
There could. You know? You should temper your expectations on the stock. Yes, Strofe. KBN Sports Desk.
Weekly epidural injections. Not healthy and not a standard or recommended medical practice. However, most doctors will limit epidural steroid injections to a maximum of 3 or 4 times per year.
Okay, we good. We got 3 in them.
Yeah. At week 5, week 10.
Well, he won't even need all that. I'm telling
February.
You, just limited snaps to be all right.
He's going to be just fine. And my biggest takeaway is Brad just poo-pooing. Like, he's like, oh.
Just temper expectations a little bit for a couple
Brad
weeks.
Made it sound like he might look like Lucas Van Ness in year
one. Oh, now that's spin zone the narrative.
No, I'm just saying.
Don't expect him to be Superman.
Kyle,
he's got a back injury.
I mean, he did say he's not going to get 3 sacks. Like, damn, 3 sacks in one game, bro?
Like, yeah, I think
sounds like
are,
you have your
I think
expectations
people are
too
expecting
high.
Him to come in here. And
if you are expecting somebody to get 3 sacks in one game, do understand, like, 3 sacks in one game is significant, and he can't get that every single week. That would be a record. Break records. Hell, the record's 22.5, ain't it?
I understand. I'm just saying that he has had a Hall of Fame first 4 years.
Heard
right?
You.
Hall of Fame first 4 years. I just given everything the last month or so, don't expect a Hall of Fame level performance. Give him a couple weeks.
It's not even about just getting the sacks. It's about getting the pressures. It's about making people make decisions and cut back.
You don't think generally
he's not going to have pressures?
He'll have pressures. He's got the highest pressure rate of anybody in the last 20 years.
And with an epidural, I think he's still going to get pressures.
He's got a back injury.
You stink.
You
depressed. And he's got just give him a minute. Give him a couple weeks.
Is sitting on your couch and enjoying a beverage.
I mean, I will be doing that because that is, talk about a Hall of Fame beverage, that is carbless. Because all fall long, whether I'm watching the Brewers or watching all the football on TV, I'm enjoying a carbless. It's the perfect teammate on game day. And I know that it has everything I'm looking for. I trust what's in the can because it has gluten-free, sugar-free, carb-free, 100 calories per can, and less carbonation, leading to the perfect drinking experience. Not only that, there is truly a flavor for everyone. All the fruit flavors are out of this world. Black raspberry, lemon lime, mango, and cranberry. But man, the classic cocktail is so good. It still feels like margarita season, how great the weather is out there. There is something for everybody. So you get all the flavor, all the joy, all the appreciation of a wonderful cold drink in your hand with Carbless. And you get none of the guilt. That is the experience of Carbless. Liss is more with Carbless.
Will Mark Tauscher think that Packer fans should temper their expectations as low as Brad has put them for Micah Parsons? We'll ask the Hall of Famer, the Packers Hall of Famer, next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Hey, Gabe, also, did you call us idiots?
Yeah, it's exactly what I called you. Yes.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm not going to sit here and panic about it.
Green and Gold Hall of Famer.
It's not apples to apples. For you, it is.
Solving the world's problems one day at a time.
Everybody doesn't grow and evolve at the same time.
It's Mark Tauscher.
Did you guys hang up on me or am I hanging up?
On Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Joining us on Kyle Brustin Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin is the Packers Hall of Famer. Mark Tauscher, listen to Tausch, and Jason Woodley on Woodley and Tausch 9 to noon across these very stations. Old T, what's going on?
How are you, boys?
Doing well, doing well. Obviously, it is crazy.
Are you guys ready? I think tomorrow, we have not announced this yet. I think it's tomorrow, but you know, with our production value and with the great Jesse Nelson as our producer. Do you guys have, and I think, I don't know, Brust, if you're invited to the Boldathon this year. I know Jesse likes to pick and choose which other shows he's
Boldathon. I was asking about that.
He didn't invite Gabe last year, so I don't know who is going to get invited or who won't, but do you guys have your Boldathon thoughts? I don't have to give them to me. I just want you to make sure you're, for who gets selected, you guys, I know a couple of you guys will be selected. Do you have
what
your
the
thoughts?
Hell? A couple should be all everybody. I've been thinking about this for weeks. Well,
I officially have been selected.
You know. Oh, hell!
I got
you
the
know
text.
How it goes. Hey, we only have so many hours.
I was on 2 years ago. I was not invited. Me and Kyle were not invited.
I'm fine with the 1 year ban because mine was way too close to Tausch's last year, and Tausch's was more bold than mine, which means I was unprepared and it wasn't a good boldathon. So I will take my 1 year suspension.
Well, it's not up to me. This is the Jesse Nelson. This is the one time of the year he produces and books guests. So I don't know who he's all got, but I just wanted to give you guys a heads up to be prepared.
Don't beg.
I'm going to ask what the hell going on. I've been thinking about this. I asked Brian D in our pre-show meeting today. I said, when is the Boldathon? He said, oh, I don't know. We'll have to
figure
they
could use some brothers in the Boldathon.
I know it's zero.
By the way, I had a call, and I was the one of the team's calls. After you guys left your, it said you guys prepped for 90 minutes. That's just, you guys prepped for the show for 90 minutes.
And that's 45.
And somebody left some funk. Somebody left funk. I don't know what you guys did, but they said the room stunk after you guys all left.
Oh, today. Yeah.
Today?
Yeah, Ben Bruss.
Yeah, today. Yeah.
I said, that's my stinky meal. Should I eat in here? You guys said yes.
Yeah, it did stink up the room. Yeah.
Whatever you did, you funkified it. So
Old T, for some reason, look, I understand that with injuries and uncertainty come, it sounds like he's going to do his best to play. Jason thinks it's likely that he's going to play. When talking about expectations, Brad is making it sound like if he's out there, don't expect anything. I just feel
that's slander.
It's not far from the truth, Brad. My overall point is, if he is out there, Tausch, he is an absolute stud that you're still going to see, if not for every snap that he's out there, he's not going to obviously have every pressure, every sack, but you're still going to see something from him. We've seen Aaron Rodgers, a Hall of Fame type player, when injured, come back in 2018 against the Bears and play unbelievable. You can expect, if he's out there, for him to produce at a high level, but maybe not as much as he would if fully healthy, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I would think that with the fact that training camp went the way it did and he's dealing with a back, I wouldn't play him more than 25 to 30 snaps. I think that's where pass rush situations. The last thing you want to do is, oh, we're excited, let's put him out there for 75 snaps. I don't think that would make any sense for anybody. It's a long season. When he's out there, he's going to be disruptive. You didn't give up two firsts in Kenny Clark and pay him Lord knows how much money, hundreds of millions of dollars, for him to not be a disruptor and a field tilter. So, if he is out there and he's playing, we expect big things. That's the price of expectations. You get the contract that he had. Now, do we expect him to be the best version of Micah Parsons in week one when he didn't do a lot during training camp? No. But I still would envision him making a couple of splash plays in those, whatever limited amount of reps that he ends up getting.
Yeah, it sounds like Tausch is saying temper your expectations, which is basically what I said. Don't expect Superman, but still expect a good player when he's out there and let him get a couple weeks under his belt. But Tausch, I mean, obviously last week this news broke. It's been a crazy last several days. I want you to describe what your expectations were as far as just what you expected for the Packers to achieve in 2025 before the trade and now after the trade.
Yeah, I mean, I had them as, one of the second, I think Philadelphia deserves to be on a tier by itself. They're the defending champs. They've proven it. They won their division. And then I had Green Bay lumped in with Detroit and with Washington. And I think Tampa is legit. They should have something. And then depending on Stafford's health, I think Green Bay is in that next tier. And I think that this trade and what they did has elevated them. They're right at the heels now. I am a nut-a-whack guy. I never underestimate the heart of a champion. I am not going to disrespect Philly until someone knocks them off. But is Green Bay closer to Philadelphia now than I think those other teams that I just mentioned are after making that splash play and having the highest paid defensive player in the league and one of the, if not the highest paid quarterback in the league? I do. That's the game we're playing. So the expectation game ratcheted up. There's no question. Whereas before, I think it was, this team needs to show some progress. We need more consistency. I think everybody in that building, when you make that big move, you're expecting big results. So that's how I looked at it as well.
Tausch, for this defense-wise, what's keeping them from being elite?
Do you guys agree? Do we all agree that this now elevated them another notch?
Oh, yes. 100%.
And by the way, you remember, hey, boys, you remember a couple of weeks ago, and maybe a little bit even longer, when I said you guys were all crying about urgency and Goody's not doing this and, draft an O-lineman and all this other stuff. And I said, let's wait until the roster finalizes itself before you make these rash judgments.
I know you're not.
Or you're going to be apologizing.
Look at this victory lap.
Victory lap on Michael Parsons.
I'm not taking a victory lap, guys. I'm trying to tell you that not everything needs to be outrage. And it's crazy, Tausch.
Dude, I love you. Tausch, I love you. But how often do the Green Bay Packers make a move like this after the 53-man roster comes out? So you can't sit here and say, well, no. This was as rare as rare comes.
Hey, not to equate things, but they picked up Malik Willis. That was good for 3 wins last year after the roster, right before the roster trade, right before the last cut.
Malik Willis to Micah Parsons.
But you're acting like it's never happened.
This has never happened. When they got Malik Willis, you weren't saying, oh, well, Malik Willis is great.
Good for 3 wins.
Matter of fact, we had Jen Leto.
No, I didn't say that.
Nobody said it.
Guilty as charged.
Okay, so I'm just saying.
But you guys, I tried to tell you that along this process that it's you guys always panic. Well, they don't need this. And I get it. Listen, man, I do the same job you guys do. I understand the game. I get it. But we all panicked. And when that happens, and you guys,
there's a lot of you guys coming out of your mouth.
Y'all were bashing Goody. He doesn't want to win championships.
They apologized.
House was waiting the whole. As soon as the trade happened, he said his answer. He said, "You guys don't agree because you were just waiting.
You guys, playing.
Go ahead because we love you, Tausch. Go, keep going. Keep going with your little dance."
No, I said my piece. What it is is you should never know. What?
I said my piece, and...
I love this. No, actually, I love this. I mean, you know what? He's right.
Now the craziness of it being Micah in the trade, that, like him using that, is honestly, I admire.
What a bargaining chip.
I admire the spin there, Tausch.
Well, did it happen?
It happened, buddy.
Did it happen?
Hey,
so what do you want?
But it's
say?
Truly
just
remarkable.
Like you predicted.
It's truly remarkable.
Just like you predicted.
I didn't. No. Ben, don't. That's condescending, and I'm not here for condescending. I'm not interested in your condescending. Y'all said one thing. Y'all are getting after Goody, and I think you guys go viral with these crazy clips. Sometimes you say things. That's Jimmy Rutledge too, and that's great. It's good for. I understand it. And then when it doesn't, when it actually is like, you know what? Maybe we are better than
you know.
I don't feel welcomed
in my own show. Right
I really
now.
Don't either. What the hell is going on?
We're in the hangout. It's the hangout.
I was looking forward to this one,
and now we got to hang up on each other.
We'll see you next week, buddy.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Yeah, that's enough of him. I've had enough of this.
Don't come over here and try to tell us. Oh well, you know, you guys always panic as if Michael Parsons happens every day. The Packers haven't made a trade. His level
and,
ever.
And let's be honest, this happened because the Cowboys messed it up.
Guys.
No, it happened because Tausch manifested
guys,
it.
We don't have to talk about this. You guys are playing right. Tausch got you right.
Tausch was right.
He's got you right where he wants you.
That's football.
That is football, Strofe. Baseball's also great, too. Don't panic. We'll get to the Brewers in a second. But Milwaukee Brewers fans, for Potawatomi Casino Hotel and their sportsbook, if you're looking to go there and then hitch a ride to the game, they got you covered. Hit two balls with one bat by hitching a ride to Potawatomi in their game day shuttle. Make any purchase at the sportsbook or same day sports bet. You'll get a wristband and a seat on the shuttle. They begin 1 hour before first pitch, and return shuttles are nonstop for 1 hour after the game. Visit Potawatomi.com, bet above the rest. Freaking Tausch.
He was waiting on that one. Waiting.
You know what? I was off my game. I should have been ready for it.
You've been gone too long.
You've
been gone way too long.
You're being very nice.
Pitbull. You got
to
get
after him. I know. I got to get. You guys want me back in pitbull mind?
Nah.
Are you like happy lucky guy? Yes, Strofe.
So we started that segment by talking about the Bowl-a-thon, which is allegedly happening tomorrow.
On Woldy and Tausch, yes.
What the hell?
I texted Jesse Nelson, the producer and booker of that show. I said, what's the criteria for being invited on to Bowl-a-thon? He said, one, ESPN Wisconsin representation and notoriety.
Wow.
Number two, unique Packers perspectives.
He has none of these, by the way, he's doing the booking.
Number three, fearlessness to be bold. And number four, dependability to show up. Has anybody except Brad received the text?
Sounds like likability.
You mean Brad Nortman that has missed half of the shows in the last month? Dependability to show up.
Brad might not be able to go to the bowl.
And I'll be missing a lot more.
You know, there's a baby on the way. Jesse doesn't even know how to use his own criteria.
If dependability, number three, if baby comes into labor, am I still expected to be on the bowl-a-thon?
From the lobby, you got, no,
he's got to do it. What if he's holding the leg? Holding the leg and on the phone. Hey, babe, hold on. Don't push. It's the bowl-a-thon.
Guess I don't like Jesse now.
Oh, you finally realize his weasel ways were going to catch up to you.
Yeah, got me. Got me.
Oh, man. Micah! Next.
Micah.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Homer. This might be the dumbest thing that he has to have said in his career.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Well played by Mark Tauscher, the Packer Hall of Famer of Woldy and Tausch, coming in here and doing a victory lap as if he prognosticated Micah Parsons being traded after the 53 was confirmed.
Yeah, he probably didn't believe it Thursday morning.
Kyle Bruston Nortman with you across ESPN Wisconsin with Strofe on the show. Hit us on the Carbless Talk and text line 800-990-3776 or watch us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Speaking of Woldy and Tausch, every year they do a bowl-a-thon where Tausch and Jason and Jesse, well, the only time Jesse does work is actually booking the guests, but Tausch and Jason just sit back, relax for 2.5 hours, having guests come in to give their boldest take of the Green Bay Packers. It sounds like that's coming this week. Brad Nortman, the only panelist of Kyle Bruston Nortman to be invited to the Boldathon. Strophe, you got the criteria from Jesse Nelson, the producer. Do you mind rereading the criteria to make it into the Boldathon on Wilde and Tausch?
Number one, these are in order. Number one, ESPN Wisconsin representation and notoriety. Number two, unique Packers perspectives. Number three, fearlessness to be bold. And number four, dependability to show up. I'll just remind everybody, me and Kyle were not invited last year.
Fear to be bold. Brad is scared of his own shadow. Dependability, Brad is about to have a child. You are an ESPN Wisconsin personality. I'll give you that on number one. What was number two again?
Packer insights.
Unique Packers perspectives.
I mean, Brad, what do you got?
I'm the only one that thinks you should temper expectations for Micah Parsons. But I will say, in the break, Jesse Nelson, the gatekeeper of the Boldathon invitation, edited my invitation.
Oh.
I received a text message. Quote,
hold on. What time?
What?
What time?
2:53. You can bring a KBN plus one for your appearance, but it's up to you who it is. Choose wisely.
Oh, that was actually pretty creative. I give him that.
So
no one said Jesse isn't creative.
I've got a plus one to the Boldathon.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Jesse Nelson, once again, deferring his work. He's deferring his work to somebody else.
He's making me then choose more Boldathon?
He's making you do his job, yes.
Now, what he's making Brad do is have to make a tough decision, which I actually enjoy watching him squirm, having to pick between the three
of us. Want this to be like Bachelor. I want you guys to tell me why you should be on the Boldathon.
Guess what I'm going to do.
You guys are groveling.
What I'm going to do, Brad?
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you crap. I'm not going to give you this
moment. Okay, you're out.
Yeah,
Kyle,
I'm out.
Kyle Strofe.
These two can have a beg-off.
No, I'm not begging because Jesse obviously is listening. And instead of texting me because I know he has my number.
He's just trying to drum it up. I'm not falling for either.
Bumps Jesse. Bumps Wilde and Tausch.
We'll do our own Boldathon.
We'll do our own Boldathon. How about that? The best Boldathon. It'll be bigger and better than ever. The Boldathon spectacular.
The boldest Boldathon on Kyle Bruston Norton.
Yeah.
Bolder than any other Boldathon.
What's the criteria? Strofe, you're the Jesse Nelson.
You just can't be Wilde or Tausch or Jesse. That's it.
Everybody else,
I think we should invite Jason and Tausch.
I think we should do the fans.
Yeah, we should do the fans. KBN Nation.
We care.
We
want to
hear from y'all. Yeah. How about that?
They don't. They just want. Are we doing our own?
You're not invited.
But I'm on the show.
You're a traitor.
You are a traitor.
Just because I got invited?
You need to text Jesse.
You need to take a little voice segment off.
Yeah, you need to text Jesse and tell him he can take that invite and shove it where the sun don't shine. That's what you need to tell him.
Actually, that's what you need to tell him. If you're Team KBN, you should tell Jesse you're out.
Come on!
Once again, Brad has no stones.
What are you waffling going
be,
back and
wants
forth?
Wants to be liked by everybody.
But it's good for us to, you know, be friends with other shows.
No, we're going to destroy their Boldathon.
So what, we're going to do our own Boldathon tomorrow?
The boldest Boldathon ever.
And we're boycotting the Wilde and Tausch Boldathon.
And we're going to get everybody.
It took you that long to figure it out?
I'm just trying to write the ground rules because my reputation for all the things that Jesse spelled out are on the line.
We need a social media graphic as well. We're gonna have it up on social media.
The Boulder Boldathon than Wilde and Tausch. I'm Kyle Bruston Ortman.
Maddie Hayes, 24. Get ready. We need you to put some stuff up on social.
All right. KBN, you know where my loyalties are.
I don't until I see the text back to Jesse.
Text Jesse. What are you doing? What are you waiting for? During the break.
Yeah, wait during the break. I'm on my full focus right now.
What are you gonna say?
Say, I will politely.
I said, tell him.
Say bumps y'all.
Yeah, not bumps.
Your Boldathon.
No.
Bigger Boldathon.
Not bumps. You don't. That ain't FCC regulated on your phone. You know what to say. You know what to
bleep
say.
Your Boldathon.
Yeah,
that's so cruel to say though.
He didn't invite your show that you work with every single day and tried to put you in a situation where you had to pick between the three of us and you worried about being mean.
Okay, you're right. I mean, I am a citizen of KBN.
What happened to the Brad before you had voice surgery? You were like all tough and rough, and now you're back to being soft.
Yeah, backbone Brad. Okay. Here we go. KBN Nation, here what we do. I'm going to show where my loyalty is at. I'm going to say Jesse Nelson. Bumps your Boldathon.
Yeah.
We're having our own Boldathon.
We're having
tomorrow.
Our. It's going to be much bolder.
800-990-3776. It's the Boulder Boldathon on Kyle Bruston Ortman.
Can we just do it today?
No.
We got to hype this thing up.
Classic Strofe just wants to jump in.
But we are.
Jump into the deep end before knowing
be
if he can do anything.
I want to do it before
we'll
them.
Be second.
No, it's not about being first. It's about being the best.
Oh, that's straight. He's big
Wait,
boss
is theirs
man.
Tomorrow?
Huh?
Is theirs tomorrow?
Yes.
Ah, damn.
No.
Boldest Boldathon, 800-990-3776. We're doing it today, folks. But first, are you
classic band.
I didn't know it was tomorrow. Now it's tomorrow. We got to beat them. Boldest Boldathon ever happening right now. So after Are You Smarter Than Ben
Bruss? So we got to call all the ESPN Wisconsin talent as well, Strofe.
Yeah, I'll get them on the horn.
Let's get them. Let's get them.
I don't care who you get, but we're doing it. 800-990-3776 is the number you need to go for Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? I won by a large margin before I left, and I got smarter. I read books while I was in Portugal on my honeymoon so I could be better for Are You Smarter Than Ben
Bruss. Read books?
Hila.
Brad, you're so stupid. Hila. Kyle, you know me right.
Hila.
Caller number
six. You're so stupid.
Like, he said, how is he still fall
I just
for
thought,
this?
You know, he grew up a little bit. He's married.
Maybe that man was sitting on the beach reading books when he was listening to our show.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
800-990-3776. Let's go caller number seven. Lucky number seven for Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? 15 questions in 90 seconds. You're allowed to say skip or pass. So in 2 minutes, you will have Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? Then we have the KBN Boldathon Spectacular coming up during the show. 800-990-3776.